Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The verse right before "He shall lift you up on eagle's wings" in our text for today from Isaiah 40 is, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength." And I would ask you to keep that close to your heart and mind as we discuss renewable energy. Renewable energy is energy that is created from such things as wind and solar power. And we call them renewable because they cannot be used up. Until now, industrial nations primarily have relied on fossil fuels such as oil and coal and gas. But we have found that these are non-renewable forms of energy because they are limited. Once they're used up, they're gone forever. Because of our world's high consumption of energy, and out of concerns for the environment, the nations of the world have begun to focus on alternative forms of energy: renewable energy, solar energy, ocean energy, and geothermal energy. Energy is so vital for our lives. And I'm not just talking about energy that can be gained from wind farms or from nuclear power plants. Energy doesn't just keep household appliances going or commercial equipment going, but energy is what keeps us going. Life is energy. We need energy to live. We require energy to do all the things in life that we want to do and that we were meant to do. I think you would agree that we need energy because life is exhausting. For in the process of living, most of us expend lots of energy. And how many of us don't wish that we had more energy? Most of us live on too little sleep, the wrong kinds of food, and without enough exercise to replenish the reserves of energy that we use up in a day. The body needs time to relax, to recover, to renew its strength and its energy. And yet most of us are short on time and energy. And yet remember our verse, "They who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Now, most of us don't take time to work out, to rest and recover. We tell ourselves we don't have enough time to eat right or to exercise regularly or to get those 8 hours of sleep. So what do? When we run low on energy? Caffeine. But when caffeine's not enough, our culture pops energy pills and we eat our energy bars and we gulp our energy drinks, all in a desperate attempt to renew our own life and strength. And yet maybe in our desperation we're forgetting something. Remember our verse, "They who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Much like our nation, but on a more profound and personal level, most of us are not quite yet ready to admit that our own energy, our own life and resources are limited and finite, and that once they are depleted, we will die. And yet even in death, the gospel's promise is found in Isaiah: "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength." Our nation has always relied on oil and gas ever since the invention of electricity and the automobile. And up until now, as Americans, we've really never had to worry much about it. In the same way, when we were young, as we saw these children up here, we had energy to burn. We didn't think that things would ever change, but they did. My heart tells me I'm 22. My chronological age tells me I'm 52, and sometimes my body tries to convince me I'm 62. As we grow older, we all begin to face this frustration that we don't have the energy that we once did. For as it turns out, life is not endless. Nor is the energy and time that we have to put towards this life endless. And yet, for those whose hope is in Christ, we wait for a better life, for eternal life. And that's why we can say, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Life is consumable. No matter how much energy you have right now, one day your life will be spent. Your life will be used up and over, for life is not reusable. Nor is youthful energy renewable, because we all eventually age and die. This, of course, is true unless the source of your life, your power, and your strength is in the Lord. For our God in Christ is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, so says the prophet Isaiah. What does that mean, our God is everlasting? Well, among other things, to be everlasting means that God is the source of life, that God never runs out of energy. Everything else runs out of life and strength and power and energy at some point, except for God. God is the only true source of renewable energy. And for those who believe in Jesus, God is our constant source of renewal and strength. And that's why Isaiah says, God does not faint, nor does he grow weary as men do. But God restores energy and life to those whose faith and hope are in Christ, so that they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, earlier we spoke about the wind and the sun as if they were renewable forms of energy that would always be there. But you know, really that's just an assumption that men make based upon empirical evidence, what they can see. For those who cling to this life just assume somehow that the world is going to go on forever. And the wind and the sun seem limitless to us. But actually, there is no form of energy that is renewable on its own. These natural resources are created things, and they are not everlasting, even though they have always been with us. Only the Lord of heaven and earth, only the maker of all these things, is everlasting. Whether we find new and vast resources and reserves of oil underneath the earth's surface by drilling and exploration, whether we find new ways to harness solar and oceanic and thermal energy, we must remember as Christians that it is the everlasting God who provides these resources and these forms of energy. For we know better than anyone that God is the giver of all life and all things. And for this reason, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. If God is the ultimate source of all renewable forms of energy, then we must ask the question, why do we run on empty? Why do we run out of energy? Exhaustion, weakness, fatigue, and ultimately death seem so much part of our life. These are all products of the fall. Before Adam and Eve fell into sin, they had enduring energy. But first their sin and later our sins, those are the things that have made us weak and weary. And yet God is the one who restores life and renews our energy so that we live forever through faith in his Son. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. It's only after mankind fell into sin that exhaustion entered the world as a new concept. God informed Adam that from now on, men would only eat by the sweat of their brow. They would only have food for themselves and their families by expending enormous amounts of energy. The Lord similarly informed Eve that women would from now on give birth through much pain and labor. God was informing Adam and Eve that because of their sin, life was no longer going to be a garden paradise, but now life was going to take effort and require energy. I don't know about you, but it seems like we expend so much energy just staying alive. And in doing so, we experience the pain and the frustration of feeling exhausted. And sometimes it's at that point of pure exhaustion that we begin to feel our own mortality. But this also has a spiritual benefit because it causes us for the first time to look outside ourselves for strength and to look to the Lord to renew our energy. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. The blessings that God gives to us in this life, they're good. And yet this life in itself is exhausting. We're kind of like those rechargeable batteries. I've bought several sets of these, and God recharges us with life and energy over and over and over again. But finally, like those rechargeable batteries, eventually we will not be able to hold a charge, for our cells will all have gone dead. We don't look like we're dying, and neither does our world with all its impressive displays of strength and power. Even now, the world is busy developing these new technologies that will apply green energy to save themselves and their planet. My fear is that once man discovers these new ways of using renewable energy, that he will boast that he has saved the planet, and our world will rely even less upon the Lord to save them. But in the end, my friends, man will not be able to save himself or his environment, for this world is a dying world. This world is winding down. And yet as Christians, we do not have to despair over this, for as Christians, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth and the hope of glory. For they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. God's point in Isaiah 40, if you read it in its context, is that we are not as strong as we think we are. In the early verses of our lesson, Isaiah says that God remains pretty unimpressed about the arrogance that resides in the heart of men who rely on themselves and their own strength. In Isaiah, we read how quickly God can reduce seemingly the greatest man to nothing and show the brevity of life on our planet. Through the words of Isaiah, God is reminding us that sometimes he takes away energy and life from us as a punishment against those who believe that they are strong and secure without the Lord. This is the judgment of the law. This is the voice of the law accusing us. And yet in Isaiah, we also hear great comfort, the comfort of the gospel, that those of us who wait on the Lord will renew our strength. The flow of thought in Isaiah 40 is a lot like I am Jesus' little lamb. You know, we are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves us. In this case, Isaiah tells us so. God must first show us that we have no strength within ourselves and of our own before he reveals his strength and his great desire to save us all in Christ. We know that in our culture, that proud person looks down on religion when he should really be looking up to the God who framed the heavens. As Americans, we pour ourselves into physical activity by going to the gym to work out. But many of those same Americans rarely consider that we also need an inward spiritual renewal of mind and emotions and of the spirit. Life is tough, and it takes a lot of energy. We come to church because this is the place we find spiritual renewal. We find the refreshment promised in Isaiah 40 as God comforts us in His Word and sacraments. Hearing and reading and praying and pondering God's Word, that's where we find the energy to go on and to serve God and to continue our walk of faith in this weary world. And yet we do not despair by the things we encounter in this life. For we are people who are waiting for the Lord to renew our strength. By confessing our sins, we become aware of those things in life that just sort of sap the strength and energy right out of us. Feuding at home with our spouse and our kids. Worries over unpaid bills and finances and gloomy forecasts about the economy. Guilt and regret for the wrongs that we have done so often in the past. And the temptation to sinful excess and to overindulgence. And yet every day, as an act of pure and undeserved grace shown to us in Christ, God renews our energy and strength. Isaiah says of the Lord that He gives power to the faint and to him who has no might. God increases strength. And so I would like to close with the entire context of this verse. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not grow faint. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, continue to renew your hearts and minds with the energy of faith to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen.